love watching sports? Well, how would you like to be able to take your favorite sports with you and watch them anywhere? In your house, on your computer, even on your smartphone for one low price. With National Programming Service, you can. That's right, for one low price, so low we can't publish it, you can take your favorite sports anywhere, anytime with you. And we even give you free installation and free premium movie channels. Don't wait. Call National Programming Service right now. You could be up and running and watching your favorite sports and shows in just a few hours. Remember, call in the next 10 minutes and ask about our special radio offer and learn about free installation. Call right now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen, let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across the globe. Welcome in. We are the hottest sports variety program here in the Valley of the Sun and beyond. He would be Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. So much to dive into today, Mike Wilson. Obviously, we are 1 week away from the Super Bowl. 49ers and Chiefs will be playing. Obviously, going to be a fun, very fun football game. We'll be talking about that quite a bit today. And then college basketball, NBA basketball, we got you covered in every way, shape, and form. NHL hockey, you name it, the Dorfman and Mike Wilson have you covered. Good morning, Mike Wilson. How are you, my friend?
I am doing great. How about you, man?
Can't complain, man. We're talking sports, doing what we love, right? Each and every Sunday we come to people live, 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, all the way up till 10 a.m., usually before, obviously, kickoff on a Sunday. But the only thing we got kicking off today, Mike Wilson, will be the NFC and the AFC, Pro Bowl, and nobody is all that into that, are they?
No, I know I'm not. Like, I could care less because it's like touch football.
Flag football, if you will. Yeah, man. So, anyways, obviously, for those that can't get away from it, the NFC and the AFC will be battling a little bit later today on ABC and ESPN, I believe. So, a lot to dive into on the other side. We're going to hook up with our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter, who comes to us all the way from Canada. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction.
I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906. 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Welcome back to Sports View. Next topic. Is it really all about power? Makes me think of Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Gives you the power to find options based on your budget. Let's go to Chuck for an irrelevant analogy.
Man, back in the day, people didn't ask how many oranges are in the crate. They just took the oranges. They didn't say, are there 6, 7, 12, 15, whatever. It was just oranges. You get me?
We get you, Chuck. In a word, oranges.
Give it to us straight with the Progressive Name Your Price tool. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited.
iHeartRadio loves music. So let's count the ways. Over 20 million songs from 800,000 artists. All free. And like Pandora, you can create your own custom station from any of those 800,000 artists. Just tell us an artist or even a song that you like, and we'll build a custom playlist for you. Add to that thousands of the best live radio stations, and you'll never have to worry about finding the perfect song for your commute, mood, or party. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download our iHeartRadio app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Tyler playing across and Ben trying to catch up. Riddick comes out, turned it over. It's loose in front. Sagan turns, fires, and he missed it. Now back to him. He'll settle it down. He scores! Tyler Sagan, overtime winner. The Stars beat the Flames.
Atkinson.
Shot. Right to Panarin. Scores! Power play goal! Panarin's second of the night. It's 3-1. Blue Jacket.
Wheeler slows up at center. Wheeler sends it in for Shifley. On to Morrissey. Scores!
Josh Morrissey in overtime. And the Jets win it 5-4.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. Mike Wilson, myself, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. You can always get at us. Follow us on Twitter. For Mike, it would be Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's going to be Dorf on Sports. You can always beam us up, just like Scotty, at 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits, obviously. With the highlights, we're going to be talking some NHL hockey, and to do that with us, we bring on our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter, who comes to us all the way from Canada. John, good morning, my friend. How are you?
Good morning, Andy. Doing very well, thanks. How about you?
Can't complain. It's another beautiful day here in the Valley of the Sun. And quite frankly, we are extremely lucky, Mike and I, to live here because while the rest of the country has obviously tough times throughout the winter, for the most part, we can tough it out when it's like 40s and 50s. And then obviously we get the beauty of 70s during the day. So not really that much to complain about, to be honest with you, John. But you know what? Let's get right into this. Obviously, the NHL hockey All-Star weekend come and gone, and some of the good and some of the bad. Lila Anderson, Green Day, women's 3-on-3, and maybe even a little bit more. So tell us a little bit about the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Well, I'm not a big fan of the All-Star game. Quite frankly, I don't think hockey is a sport that really lends itself to an All-Star game format, sort of much like the NFL doesn't lend itself to an All-Star format. I guess the difference with the NFL is that the game is at the end of the season, so there's not really as big a risk of injury. Of course, the NFL doesn't have, because the Pro Bowl is played the week before the Super Bowl, a lot of the best players in the game are not in the NFL Pro Bowl, whereas the NHL does at least have most of its best players there. It's gimmicky. it's really an opportunity for fans to get together and sort of enjoy the stars and a little bit of fun and excitement, a skills competition. But in terms of the game itself, it's not even close to the real game. I mean, essentially, it's 3-on-3, so it's essentially overtime. It's fun to watch, but does it really replicate a game of hockey? No. Major League Baseball and the NBA do at least replicate their regular season to some extent in their respective All-Star games. But I think that women's game probably was a good thing because it put the women's game on a national stage and talk about an exciting hockey game, a lot of skill in that game. It might have been a more competitive game and a more fun game to watch than the 3-on-3 tournament that they deemed to be the actual All-Star game itself.
John, good morning. Hope everything is nice and good in Toronto there. But, you know, last week we talked about a bunch of teams, St. Louis being one of them. But the team that's kind of caught my eye are the Vancouver Canucks. Talk a little bit about, you know, how they find themselves in first place in the Pacific.
Well, good morning, Mike. Not as warm in Toronto as it is in Phoenix. It's 37 Fahrenheit, feels like about 30 here today. So I'd love to change places with you and get a little bit of that sunshine. But Vancouver's become a very interesting team. That's a team that we thought was sort of in the middle of a pretty huge rebuild, and all of a sudden they find themselves at the top of that Pacific Division, albeit by just 1 point. Four teams behind them tied with 57 points. That's kind of like the National League Central in Major League Baseball. You have a bad week, and all of a sudden you could find yourself going from first to last. That's how tight it is. It's an awfully interesting division. Whether it's a good division or a mediocre division, I guess, is a point for discussion. But you look at that particular division, and you've got Vancouver with 58 points, and then Edmonton, Calgary, Arizona, and all of a sudden the Vegas Knights back in that with 57 points. And Vegas played 52 games, Arizona 51, Calgary 50, and Edmonton and Vancouver 49 apiece. So even that out at the end of the day when everybody's played the same amount of games, we might find those standings upside down again very quickly. I think Vancouver it's a great hockey market. I mean, we all knew it was a great hockey market before it came into the NHL in the second expansion in 1970. It's a Canada's third biggest city, a beautiful city to live in and to work in. Anybody that doesn't want to play hockey in Vancouver, I think you have to wonder why, because to me it's a terrific hockey town and it's a beautiful place to live. But I think they've done a very good job there in rebuilding that team. They've been down for a number of years, but they seem to have done some very good jobs in terms of signing some free agents. The Erickson deal I would question. I don't think that was money well spent, but they've certainly drafted well, they've developed well, and they've done some great teamwork there, and Travis Green has done a great job putting that team together from a head coaching standpoint. So I think down the road that's a team we really have to keep an eye on. Some terrific talent there. Markstrom, the goaltender, is good. Boser, one of the forwards, and of course Pettersson, the young Swedish star, in my mind could become the best player in the NHL in the next 3 to 5 years if he stays injury-free and continues to play and develop the way that he is. So all things good in Vancouver right now from where I sit, Mike.
That is the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports, breaking down NHL hockey. And, hey, I just want to switch gears real quickly for a moment before we let you run today. And I think we'd be remiss if we didn't let you speak a little bit about what's happened in Major League Baseball, obviously from the fallout from the scandal and then some good news with guys that have gotten to the Hall of Fame, like Derek Jeter, who, like you said, you know, one vote away from unanimous, which is kind of interesting. But your thoughts on Major League Baseball at this moment in time?
Well, it's, as we talked last week, it's a sport that I think needs a bit of a shot in the arm right now. It's a bit of a black eye that we've seen over the last month or so with this Houston and this sign-stealing issue and the fallout from that with three managers either leaving or being asked to leave. I think what's going to be very interesting is the punishment that comes forward for Alex Cora. That has not been announced yet. It's interesting that he could actually end up with a bigger suspension than the two guys in Houston did, simply because he was named, I think, 11 times in the commissioner's report as being the quote ringleader unquote of this mission in Houston. And of course, he was involved with the Boston Red Sox situation in 2018, which is still an ongoing investigation. So that will be interesting to sit back and watch that. In terms of the Hall of Fame as a Canadian, great to see Larry Walker elected, and certainly great because it was his last opportunity. He made it by six votes, but hey, he still gets to say he's a Hall of Famer. The Jeter situation, I was a little bit surprised it wasn't unanimous. Somebody didn't vote for him. It was not a publicized ballot, so we don't know who it is, so we don't know what his or her reasons for not voting for Jeter were. I've kind of speculated on it a little bit that it could have just been a dislike for Jeter. I think it's more likely that that writer, whether he was a Jeter fan or not, might have sat back and said, hey, I know Jeter's going to get in. There's 10 other people I would like to use my votes on to make sure that they either get in or at least stay on the ballot. I don't want to, quote, waste my vote on Jeter. He's a foregone conclusion. I want to try and keep these guys on the ballot. So we will never know because the individual hasn't been identified and therefore can't state his or her reasons. But I was a little disappointed, a little surprised. I thought he would be unanimous.
Yeah, interesting stuff, as always, from John Poulter, our professor of sports. John, appreciate your time, as always. We'll catch up with you next week.
Yep, my pleasure, guys. Always fun to chat with you, and we'll chat next week.
John Poulter, a professor of sports, breaking down NHL hockey and a little bit of baseball for us people, because obviously been some craziness in Major League Baseball. On the other side, we're going to switch gears, talk a little college basketball, and to do that with us, none other than Greg Peterson, who's all over the map, man. Anyways, we'll be back in just a few. Keep it close. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
2-1 to Walker. That's a base hit into the alleyway. They're going to have to hurry it back. Butler with the relay. They're sending it home. Schlieff, it's tied up. Walker to third.
Well, I think I was quoted earlier as sending something out that I didn't think it was happening, and I actually truly meant that. I had the numbers in my head and was prepared for no call, and then the opposite happened, and that call comes, and all of a sudden you can't breathe. So it was the day flew by pretty quick, but when that phone rang and I saw the number, it heart skips a beat.
This is Dorf on Sports.
When that phone rang and I saw the number, it heart skips a beat.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
Lawson plays to Lawson at the top. Four wide, wide open for three. He got it. Big, big trifecta for Charlie Moore.
Here from the State Farm Champions Club. Little horn set. Good defense by Matt McQuaid not to allow that handoff to go to Allen so he could turn that corner.
Allen again. Got another one. What a night for Grayson Allen.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. Mike Wilson alongside me, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. Can always get at us a couple of different ways. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it would be Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's going to be Dorf on Sports. You can always call us on the phone, 1-800-878-7529. We're going to track down Greg Peterson of BSIN Live, and then obviously Hooping with Hoops, his podcast. This dude is an encyclopedia when it comes to college basketball. Once called the Mel Kiper Jr. of college basketball as well. So we're lucky enough to have this guy pretty much whenever we want to get him, to be honest with you, Mike Wilson. And I believe we do have Greg with us now. So, Greg, good morning, my friend. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Can't complain, man. You know, another day in paradise for us, just like you, obviously, in Vegas, but we're in Phoenix, Arizona, and it doesn't get much better than this place in January and February, and I'm pretty sure you feel the same way about Vegas at this time of the year. But Baylor now the number one team in college basketball, Gonzaga number two, Kansas number three after the fallout from what happened with them. They do get a nice victory over Tennessee, but Tennessee played them pretty tightly. Florida State, they get a nice victory. San Diego State, still the only – are they the only undefeated team right now in all of college basketball, Greg?
That is correct, and they're in action today on the road against UNLV.
Should be a good one, right?
Oh, yeah, certainly, because you've got a UNLV team that's under the tutelage of a new coach, T.J. Osselberger. They've really been turning things around recently. They had a little bit of a tough go of it when they went to Reno about a week or so ago against the Wolfpack, but I'm noticing that this team is starting to gel together. They've got a bunch that's starting to score a little bit more. You've got a San Diego State team that I believe has given up more than 65 points once in the last 2 months. Absolutely ridiculous, the defense that they're playing.
That's incredible. Go ahead, Greg. Mike, jump in, buddy.
Yeah, no, Greg, good morning, Greg. Hope everything is good up there in Sin City. But, look, I got a couple questions for you. One are, tell me about what's kind of special about this Illinois team, what makes them good. I mean, I know one of their guys just was suspended. And then, you know, it's, you know, Kentucky comes up with a nice signature win last night. So just those are my two interests right now.
Yeah, with Kentucky, what I love about this team is the fact that they're able to do a good job on the glass. And it seems like they're able to win in a variety of different ways. And a big reason why Kentucky was able to win that game last night, free throw shooting. Davide Moretti, a 90%+ free throw shooter, had a chance to be able to put Texas Tech up by one with a couple seconds to go, splits a pair of free throws, That is why you saw that game go to overtime. Meanwhile, Kentucky was able to execute down the stretch late in the game. So I like what I'm seeing out of this John Calipari coach team. They've overcome quite a few early season losses and seems like they're rounding into form. So I do like that. And then who's the other team that you were talking about? I got lost in Kentucky.
Mike, who were you talking about, the other squad? Illinois, he was talking about.
Illinois. What I like about Illinois is, once again, you've got a team that does a very good job of rebounding. Only team in the Big Ten with three true road wins. And with Illinois, this is not a squad that's necessarily shooting well from three. You've got guys like Andres Feliz, Ayo Dosunmu. They've been shooting in the high 20s, low 30s from three-point range. But what they do a good job of is just being able to put the clamps down on defense. We saw late in that Michigan game. Michigan, now they did lose Isaiah Livers once again in that game. That's a big issue for them. But what they were able to do is that they were able to just win the battle on the glass. They were able to play tough, hard-nosed defense. They didn't allow Michigan to get into the paint, made them settle for jump shots. That's how Illinois is getting it done in a Big Ten that, let's face it, you really don't have a lot of offense outside of, like, Michigan State and Iowa.
That's the voice of Greg Peterson from VSIN Live. You can also check out his podcast, Hooping with Hoops. Hey, let me ask you this. Where is the best brand of basketball being played right now, and what part of the country? Is it the Big Ten? Is it – I don't think it's the Pac-12 by any means, but where is the best brand of basketball being played, in your humble opinion, Greg?
I would have to say the Big East. That game between Butler and Marquette a couple nights ago, my goodness, you've got Kobe McEwen hitting that three to send the game to overtime, and every game in that conference is a war. Right now, the bottom team in that conference is DePaul. DePaul is not an easy out. We saw St. John's be able to knock them off yesterday, but they're a squad that they've already knocked off Texas Tech in overtime. We saw them go on the road, knock off Iowa by, I believe, double digits. So this is a bunch that they're really competing hard, and they're the worst team in the conference. You mentioned the Pac-12. St. John's, as a double-digit underdog, wound up beating Arizona, I believe, on a neutral court. And then you got other teams, like a Butler, who's had a couple issues, but prior to Big East play, had not allowed 70 points in a single game this year. You've got Villanova rising to the top. Providence has been playing a little bit better lately, though they took that loss to who I just talked about, Villanova. But I think that the Big East has the best brand of basketball because night in and night out, every one of these games is just a war.
Interesting. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, no, I was going to say, you brought up Arizona there, and I was at their massive collapse last night against Arizona today when they blew a 22-point lead. It was just insane at Desert Financial Arena last night. But talk to me about Arizona and the issues that they have. Now, you know, last night was the first time I saw Nico Mannion up close and live. He's a pretty special talent for a freshman, isn't he?
Yeah, this Nico Mannion, along with Zeke Nanji, you can't forget about him. Zeke Nanji gave the team 20 and 10 last night.
Yeah.
So it's been one of these things where I just think that Arizona needs to find a way to be able to execute a little bit more late. With Sean Miller, typically he likes to go with a little bit more of a veteran-laden group, but he's actually been letting these freshmen play a little bit more. And they've got a lot of talent, but we see the late in games where they don't necessarily do the best job of executing. We saw that in the game against Oregon. We saw that against St. John's, another game that I was referencing. And we saw it last night. I mean, last night they were up at the half, I believe, 18 points, as you referenced, at one point up by 22, and they just weren't able to buy a bucket to save their lives. Give Arizona State credit. This is a bunch that they had really been struggling badly, and I feel like I'm putting it very, very politely. But they were able to hit their shots late, and Arizona, they just don't have that one go-to scorer. Nico Mannion does a great job of being able to dish out the ball, but late in the game, I don't know if I trust him taking that last shot.
That's a good point. Again, that is the voice of Greg Peterson from VSIN Live, and then also his podcast, Hooping with Hoops. Check the guy out. He's a wealth of knowledge, if you can't tell. Hey, let me ask you this. Just looking at when you see big leads like that being blown, what is that because of? Is it because the other team doesn't give up? The team gets a little bit bored? A combination of that? How does that happen? How are you beating a team by so many points and all of a sudden things have turned around on you?
I think that there's always a little bit of regression when it comes to college basketball. We saw this last week in Baylor versus Oklahoma State because I think that this is a perfect example of it. Oklahoma State winds up getting up by a pretty good amount against Baylor, but what happened in that game was for Oklahoma State to get that lead, Cameron McGriff, a guy that for the year was shooting 23.5% from three-point range, went 4 or 5 from distance. One of those things where he was playing a little bit above his watermark. Baylor was giving up more threes than they had all year long. They wind up hunkering down on defense. Things start to regress, and in the end, Baylor was able to pull out the win. It's just one of these things where basketball is just honestly a game of runs. It's one of these things where sometimes you just have a couple shots that go that are not supposed to, and sometimes you have a couple shots that they look very good. They go down on a normal day, and then for some reason, the first couple minutes of a game, couple minutes late, they just aren't falling for you, and you just have to play through it. And the best teams, they're able to find a way to get by. They have other options when their shots aren't falling. They're able to do a good job of crashing the glass because things like defense and rebounding travel a lot more than jump shooting.
Hey, that's a great point. All right, so leave us with a team that we may not be looking at right now that's a little bit under the radar.
I would have to say that you should be taking a look at a bunch. I was able to get a very nice win yesterday in Oklahoma. Christian Doolittle seems to be playing a little bit better for this bunch. They are one of the top teams of the country with regards to not turning the ball over. And when you take a look at Oklahoma, they don't foul teams, and they always win the battle with regards to free throw shooting, and they get more attempts at the line.
Great stuff. Greg Peterson, we love you, man. We'll catch up with you maybe next week, and maybe not because it's Super Bowl week, but, hey, you never know. Dorfman might be in Vegas, my friend, so be aware, okay? Be aware, my friend, all right?
Sounds good. If you're in Vegas, I'll make sure that your liver is not buying drinks for you.
Sounds good. Greg Peterson, VSI and Live, and then also Hooping with Hoops, his podcast. Keep it close, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
The big game is right around the corner, and the basketball season is off and rolling. And now you can get into the game with our exclusive sports betting partners, betonline.ag. Sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit and make your bets on your favorite teams. Every spread, every total, every winner, every loser. Straight bet, parlay, or tease your way through it all. BetOnline.ag has all of the big game wagering action that you could ask for, including everyone's favorites. The prop bets. How long will the national anthem go? Will there be a wardrobe malfunction? How many yards will Patrick Mahomes throw for? There are literally hundreds of props to bet on before the game even starts. So head on over to betonline.ag and use our promo code COACH55 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit and get in on everything about the big game. Bring the playoffs home with our exclusive sportsbook partner, betonline.ag.
Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery in confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. That's 800-709-4409.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published.
travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
And a block to finish. And DeSosa blocks it, and now the bench is empty. Just unnecessary.
Yeah. That's not good.
This is a punch call. This is bad.
No good.
Oh, this is terrible.
There are going to be ramifications for this going forward.
And it's just no point to it.
I didn't even know that it was a melee until, you know, 3 or 4 seconds after everybody was out there, because, you know, sometimes those things kind of start and they just kind of dissolve. But yeah, that was an embarrassment on our part for the role that we played in it. And there will be consequences that I'm sure I'll announce tomorrow.
Oh, too bad.
Yeah. Too bad.
This is Dorf on Sports.
My advice to you, start drinking heavily.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. Obviously, still some fallout from the Kansas State brawl. It was a really, really ugly look. Obviously, we don't want that kind of stuff in college basketball. And by the way, you know, I don't know if you ever check out the Twitter stuff when you and I are on, obviously, when we're doing the show, Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition, or when we do the local show here in Phoenix, Arizona, Mike. And, you know, you get on Twitter and you have obviously guys like Greg Peterson, whose Twitter handle, by the way, GUnit, I believe, _81, if I'm not mistaken. And, you know, then you get these people all talking all kinds of trash to him about, like, you know, hey, every play he has is his best play and this and that and the other. I've looked at his plays, okay, and I've listened to the way that the guy speaks about basketball. You don't have to agree with his information, but at the end of the day, you cannot tell me that this dude doesn't know what he's talking about when it comes to basketball. So I think that what we see out in the world, for the most part, is a lot of hate. And you know what? If you hate so much, then there's a reason why you're hating on other people. It's probably because they have more knowledge than you and you're jealous of them at the end of the day. Is that pretty close to being right, Mike Wilson, yes or no?
That is pretty close to being right, if not, you know, nail on the head kind of thing. You look at these people that constantly criticize every single little thing. It's like, it's what, you know, has been known as the cancel culture, that, you know, they have their own little agenda with their 15 followers that they got on Twitter, you know, from their grandmother's basement, sitting there eating Cheetos and drinking soda in their underwear, you know, every day, and, you know, unemployed, the whole thing. So, you know, you got to take Twitter. I've always kind of looked at Twitter as, just a fun little thing. People can go and post stuff, and, you know, but a lot of people take it as reality. They get caught in the weeds, with hate and arguments that don't make sense. And you're exactly right with, you know, these people. I think they are jealous because they don't have as much knowledge. They're not as tuned in. They don't have the access to these teams, these players like you or I do, in terms of being able to actually sit and talk and attend these games. So it's one of those things where, you know, Twitter, just take it with a grain of salt. It is what it is, but it does breed for a lot of hate out in our culture.
Yeah, and obviously still kind of figuring out what's going to happen with that Kansas K-State situation, but truth be told, very right. Ugly, very disappointed to see that kind of thing happen. There's no place for it, obviously, in sports, and just a bad, bad look. All right, so the NBA was on ABC once again, Mike Wilson, and you know what? The Milwaukee Bucks just keep winning at an amazing clip, and quite frankly, we could have been talking about a team that maybe would have been pushing for the all-time record when you talk about it. If they didn't have a couple of early season losses, when you think about this is kind of crazy. Do you remember the Bucks being 2-2 at one point in the season? And from that point in time, they've only lost four games. So it's kind of crazy. Once again, they're the hottest team in basketball, right? They're winners of eight straight games. They just don't win. They don't lose very often. Like, obviously, when you're 40-6, you're not losing very often. The Los Angeles Lakers don't lose all that often. They're 36-10, but now starting to fall a little bit behind the Milwaukee Bucks. I think it's pretty much a foregone conclusion. The Milwaukee Bucks are going to have the best record in all of the NBA, Mike Wilson. So everybody's playing for second in that respect. But my biggest question and my biggest concern for the Milwaukee Bucks is, will you take your regular season and put it into the postseason and have it mean something? Obviously, you're going through the regular season and you're whipping up on everybody. You're winning games by 15, 20 points a night. Your margin, your point differential is an astounding 12.6. It's ridiculous in the green. That's amazing. It's mind-boggling how much better it is than everybody else in the league. But can you take that great regular season success and make it into postseason success, Mike Wilson? Yes or no? Do you believe in the Milwaukee Bucks this season?
Well, one, yeah, you can take, you know, the best record in the regular season, have it mean something. I mean, look, Golden State did that for a long time, even though, you know, they ended up with the all-time best record in the regular season, but lost, you know, obviously to Cleveland, in that series. But, you know, Golden State is what you can point to. Can the Bucks do it? Absolutely they can do it. I find it kind of funny that during the week, you know, you and I listen to sports radio, you know, at different points, and I heard that, you know, there's a guy recommending that the Bucks make a trade or two. And I'm like, why? Like, the Bucks have everything that you need to become successful, and they are successful, but to become, you know, world champs, you know, in the middle of June. So, for people that want to say the Bucks need to make changes, I look at that and kind of laugh a little bit. But, you know, look, the Bucks are the best team in the East. There's no doubt about it. You got Toronto sitting there as the third best team. Miami, I don't know how much I really buy into Miami and them being a threat. I mean, you look at the division that they're in, and it's just garbage. So, I mean, they're already up by 10.5 games on Orlando, and Orlando's four games under 500, and they're the seventh seed. So, I don't know how much I buy into Miami, but I will tell you this, out in the West, you know, the Lakers are the cream of the crop right now, but look who's coming. Here comes Utah and Rudy Gobert and those guys that have a rim protector. They got offensive weapons. So, Utah to me is starting to make some noise and getting some recognition.
A lot of shooters on Utah, to be quite honest with you. Again, yeah. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Can always get at us in a couple different ways. Follow us on Twitter. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Can call us. We'll beam you up just like Scotty at 1-800-878-7529. We are talking NBA hoops, but quite frankly, we'll talk about anything that's on your mind because it's always on our mind here on Dorf on Sports. And I want to hit a couple things that you kind of made note of. I don't know if I'm going to believe in Miami. We'll see how Jimmy Butler and the Miami Heat wind up going throughout the whole season. And I know that Dwayne Wade came out this week and said that he thinks that Jimmy Butler is exactly what Miami needed, and he's the kind of nasty that they want. We'll see as the season goes on if that's exactly what they want. I do think Boston plays a factor in it. Let's see how Vic comes back for the Indiana Pacers. Let's see how Philadelphia gets going throughout the season. I think that they're a little bit of a disappointment at this point, Mike, being sixth in the Eastern Conference. I think people would have been thinking that they were going to push Milwaukee for the best record in the Eastern Conference. On the other side, look, the LA Lakers, I don't buy their shooting. And I've been saying this to you all season long. I'm sorry, but I don't know if I'm going to believe that Jared Dudley is going to continue to hit shots, or Caldwell Pope is going to continue to hit shots, and Rajon Rondo is going to continue to do what he's doing. I don't know if I buy into it. And there's something that you said that makes me think of a point that you and I talked about probably off the air, to be honest with you. And it was, hey, you know, we're talking about – we were talking just a minute ago, or you were just talking about, you know, the Utah Jazzes of the world and those teams kind of coming up. My thought about when you said, who's that other star? We look at the Milwaukee Bucks, man, and I feel like they've got one star in Giannis Antetokounmpo. And then obviously Chris Middleton is a nice player, but I don't think he's making the All-Star team this year. So you have a bunch of teams that have these big twos. I think Milwaukee has one, and then they've got a bunch of guys around this guy that know how to space the floor. They can shoot the ball. Kyle Korver, I mean, come on, that's a role player extraordinaire. I mean, you know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, Milwaukee is doing it in a much different way than everybody else is doing it. And quite frankly, I gotta tell you, man, it is the most exciting brand of basketball, and that is not just because I am from that great state of Wisconsin, man. You know me, man, I'm very objective about my teams. When things are going bad, they're going bad, but they're really going very nicely for the Milwaukee Bucks, and they play a great brand of basketball. I actually think that they've taken what the Golden State Warriors were doing a few years back, Mike, I'm serious right now, and I actually think they do it better than what the Golden State Warriors were doing it. And the reason why it looks so good when the Golden State Warriors were doing it, it's because they had guys like Steph Curry, Kevin Durant, and Klay Thompson doing the shooting for them. So when you have those great players, maybe three of the greatest players of all time, right, it's going to look pretty awesome all the time for you. But the way the Milwaukee Bucks do it, man, it's unbelievable if you ask me, Mike.
No, it is pretty awesome the way Milwaukee's doing it. Not to take anything away from Golden State, but look, Milwaukee has designed their team obviously around Giannis, and they got guys, and I think you were alluding to it a little bit, they got guys that are around him that know their role, that can space the floor, and I mean, I can't even stress the know your role thing enough, because there's been plenty of good teams, great teams out there in the past where they have role players, but they don't know their role. They think they want to be the star, and they try and act like the star when the star is, you know, the LeBron James or the Shaqs of the world. The star in Milwaukee is Giannis, you know, period, end of story. But you got the Middletons. You got who else on there? You got I'm just spacing names right now. But, I mean, everybody else around Giannis, you know, knows that he's the guy. That's where the ball goes through. And
hey, look, I like what I've seen from DiVincenzo this year. He stepped up.
Right.
His role's become a little bit greater. Obviously, with the exit of the departure, however you want to put it, of Malcolm Brogdon being with the Indiana Pacers now, other guys have had to increase their role, and they've done a great job of doing that for the Milwaukee Bucks. So, look, man, I think last year, quite frankly, this is the way that I look at it. Last year, I look at it was like you're going through your growing pains, right? You're kind of figuring things out. This is a place that you haven't been in a really, really long time. You know, you did it with the big dog, 2 S's, 2 L's, Sam Cassell and Ray Allen, but now you're doing it with Giannis Antetokounmpo, who's like a 24, 25-year-old kid, you know, in a much different spot in his career. So I think that last year, to me, Mike, I'm willing to give them a free pass overall. But now, this year, I am expecting results. You had that year. Now you figured out what you had to do to get over that hump, hopefully, and this is the year, man. To me, they've got to get to the finals, and quite frankly, you get to the finals, you got to win the finals, man. I know we got to take a break. We're going to wrap up hour number one here on the other side, and then hour number two, yeah, that's right, you guessed it. We're going to get into a lot about what's going to happen next week. Super Bowl, in case you didn't know. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. We got to take a little pause for the cause. We'll be right back. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
The three-point attempt on Brogdon is off, but he saves it. Lopez for three, yes! And the game is tied! Giannis for three. Whoa!
What the hell's going on out here?
We're talking Byline Sports, where sports happens.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Do you love watching sports? Well, how would you like to be able to take your favorite sports with you and watch them anywhere? In your house, on your computer, even on your smartphone for one low price. With National Programming Service, you can. That's right, for one low price, so low we can't publish it, you can take your favorite sports anywhere, anytime with you. And we even give you free installation and free premium movie channels. Don't wait. Call National Programming Service right now. You could be up and running and watching your favorite sports and shows in just a few hours. Remember, call in the next 10 minutes and ask about our special radio offer and learn about free installation. Call right now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in of hour number one here on the Dorfon Sports Weekend Edition. Man, oh, man, it just flies by, to be quite honest with you, Mike Wilson. Obviously, we got to thank our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter, for joining us. And then Greg Peterson as well from VSIN Live and his podcast, Hoopin' with Hoops. Dude is a wealth of knowledge, and I love the people on Twitter that are coming back at me, man. Look, I love the people that like to clap back at us, Mike. That's the way it works, brother. Keep on clapping at us, right, Mike Wilson? Yes or no?
Oh, yeah. You know, the hate is real. You know, I saw that tweet you were talking about. I was it was one of those you just go, oh, my God, are you kidding me with this?
Anyways.
But go ahead.
Hey, anyways, you know, another person was tweeting to us as well and saying, look, Chris Middleton's going to make the All-Star team. And then also about the Milwaukee Bucks, that they play so many less minutes than everybody else, that if they did play the minutes that everybody else, their numbers would be even better. And I agree with that wholeheartedly. Right. I mean, you look at what Giannis does in like 25 minutes a game. It's remarkable. And then, you know, you have everybody talking about James Harden. This guy's this, that, and the other. Well, dude plays like 40 minutes tonight, and that's why he's getting those numbers. And he throws the ball up there like 50 times a night as well. So it's – look, we play in a game today where – it's all about getting a bunch of shots, and nobody really cares that much about your selection, and it's all about getting those numbers. Well, Giannis is doing it in way less minutes, and believe me, Dorfman is paying attention. All right, we got to take a little pause for the cause. We'll come back with hour number two of the Hottest Sports Variety Program, the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson, and I'm Andy Dorf. We'll be right back.